The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Boker Tov, Shavua Tov, Rolene Marks, how are you?
Shavua Tov, everybody in the studio and things that are appearing and disappearing. I'll be appearing there very soon.
Well, we look forward to you appearing here. We look
me
very
too,
forward to it.
Me too.
When do you arrive, Ro?
On the 3rd.
Very nice. Okay, so looking very forward to that. Rolene, thank you very much for standing in for Anthony this week. Let's talk some news. Israel is currently mourning Hadass Malka, 23 years old, murdered by Islamic State terrorists or ISIS terrorists. What's so bizarre? Well, a lot of things are bizarre about this, but aside from the tragedy, is that ISIS came out, claimed responsibility, and then Hamas said, no, it's actually, it was us.
Well, one thing, we do have it confirmed that it was ISIS. I think Hamas, given that they have been threatening to open the gates of hell because their electricity has been cut off, which again, I must stress, is an internal issue. It is not an Israeli issue. It's an issue between Fatah and Hamas. I think that they want to be seen to show that they have street credibility, that they are capable of acts of revenge. But the three terrorists who slaughtered the very, very brave Hadass Malka, because she actually managed to draw her weapon and try and fight them off before succumbing to her wounds on Friday, minutes after she had sent her friends a Shabbat Shalom message. And many of her friends say, you know, whenever they've heard that there were issues in Jerusalem, they would text her immediately. And this time, the 23-year-old border guard did not answer back, but she did manage to fight them off. They were neutralized by Israeli security forces. There is a substantial increase in the amount of security around Jerusalem at the moment, and there have been at least hundreds of arrests made as police and military make a sweep through Jerusalem and the West Bank to start cracking down on these cells. It is very, 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 very serious, not just that we've had a terror attack, but that we do have the presence of the Islamic State now committing acts of terror like this.
You know what I find so ironic is that it was just last week that Benjamin Netanyahu approved the building, I think it was 1,200 units or 12,000 units. 1,400 units. 1,400 units, specifically for Palestinians in Judea and Samaria. So I just find that the timing of this, you know, that, you know, if things aren't progressing, why try and take them back 10 steps?
Well, first of all, it's Ramadan, and we have seen an increase or a surge in terror attacks, not just in Israel, but around the world during what is a very, very sacred time for Muslims. It's the time of the Ramadan fast. But also, there is a major clash between Hamas and Fatah and the Islamic State and how they proceed. Hamas and Fatah, we know, want a state in the state of what they see as the state of Palestine with no Israel existing, whereas the Islamic State want a caliphate throughout the entire region and perhaps the world. So therein lies the difference, and I think that any time there seems to be some kind of progress forward, you're going to see Islamic State or one of these terror groups kind of scupper the plans as much as possible to prove that their agenda is still very, very much on the table.
Yeah. All right, Rolene, speaking about Ramadan being a holy month to the Muslims, last night we saw a ramming attack in London, in Finchley.
Another ramming attack in London, this time with worshippers coming out of the Finsbury Park Mosque. It's a very well-known mosque in London, and at least 10 people have been seriously injured, and there have been an account of casualties. The numbers are conflicting. In some reports we have one, in some we have two people have been killed, but basically what we understand, because this is still breaking news, is that a 48-year-old white male was in a pub and he said, I'm going to go and kill some Muslims tonight, and rammed his van into Finsbury Park Mosque, into the worshippers who were coming out. But police have not confirmed that they were actually targeted. But I think, you know, looking from the outside, this looks like yet another terror attack. This time, the Muslim community have been targeted.
I think that's quite important to note, Ro, that, you know, it's not only Islamic terrorists that create terrorist attacks. The terrorist attacks can happen to anyone.
Absolutely.
You know, and in this case, specifically, the fact that Muslims were targeted doesn't make it any less of a major attack than any of the others that we've seen recently.
Yeah, I was
exactly.
I was
any time a soft target is targeted, whether they are Jewish or Muslim, Christian or anybody else, and the intention is to murder and to kill, it is terrorism.
All right.
In Israel, if you target Arabs, if you target Muslims, you are tried under the Terrorism Act.
Rolene, I don't want to run out of time with you, but Jared Kushner, apparently he's making his way to your shores.
Yes, next week we will have President Trump's son-in-law, some say the power behind President Trump, Jared Kushner and Jason Greenblatt, who will be headed to Israel. They will be meeting with both Prime Minister Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. They are not expecting major developments, but Trump is dead serious about making some kind of peace deal in the Middle East. They say that this is his number one toy to play with. And that he wants to see really firm results. So this will be the second trip for Jared Kushner in a matter of weeks, and sometimes there will be visits by both Jared Kushner and sometimes by Jason Greenblatt and sometimes by them both together. But this is a major initiative by President Trump to really bring about peace in this region. I think he's seen success in terms of his dealings with the Saudis. And last week we heard murmurings that Saudi Arabia were reaching out to Israel so that we can start talking seriously about building economic ties, which would be quite incredible for the region. And it would be interesting to see whether other states or other Gulf states in particular will follow suit. So, you know, and I think that also when we hear of news of these kind of visits, we also see an increase in the activity of those who really don't want that there be any kind of negotiations in the area.
All right, Ro, that's where we leave it today. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. We look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow morning. Well, actually, we'll catch you this afternoon, just after 5 o'clock.
You can catch me. What can I say, Kath? How can I ever say no to you?
You know what? I think you say no to a lot of people, actually. So thank you so much for saying yes and agreeing.
I do say no to a lot of people, but never Chai FM.
Oh, you're an angel. Thank you so much, Rolene Marks. And
have a good one, guys.
We'll catch up with you this afternoon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Cool.